All right. Kevin's getting upset, but this is the news according to me. Yeah, it's going to be another rant. This is just going to be another podcast rant from Kevin. Unfortunately, I'm sorry. I just want to apologize up front. Because I'm so mad I'm spitless. I don't know if that's possible, but I am. If it's possible, I am. If it's not, then I'm still am. I try not to get too worked up about things I have no control over, because I've learned that, you know, it doesn't matter. I can't change it, so. Yeah, this whole thing that's going on, first of all, Afghanistan. Just, the more I hear, the madder I get. And then you've got, on top of that, you have the whole COVID thing. Now, I understand that, I believe it was yesterday, the official word came out that the vaccine, I believe it's Pfizer, got official FDA approval. Now, here's my problem with this right now. I do not trust the FDA anymore. Under this administration, I have seen the IRS, I have seen the Democrats under previous administrations, as well as this one, become corrupt. People at the top, the people who are in charge, I don't trust them. I do not trust the idea that they could potentially, or just, I wouldn't put it past them, that they would potentially have people who are compromised, that they possibly fast-track this thing and cut corners. It just leaves me feeling very uneasy about the whole thing. The fact that they are pushing something so hard for a disease, for a virus, that is not it's not the bubonic plague. It's just not that deadly. I'm sorry. It's the overreaction to this thing has left me with the one saying, whoa, put the brakes on. It is a deadly disease. It's just not as hysterically deadly as what they're trying to portray. And the hysteria over this thing. I just heard a report today that a man somewhere, I don't think it was in this country, was not wearing a mask and ended up getting into a confrontation where he got shot and killed for not wearing a mask. Please, again, show me the peer-reviewed study that shows how a mask can protect you against a virus specifically. I don't want to hear studies about how masks prevent water spray from your mouth. I want to hear viral protection from a cloth mask that everybody's wearing. Very few people wear the surgical N95 masks. So there's that. Then there's the whole thing of the vaccine itself. Why is there such a push for this thing to be mandated? And here's where the contradiction lies for me and why I have such a difficult time swallowing the logic behind these people who say they are the science and that they have science and reason and sophistication on their side. Here, just listen for a moment. See if this makes sense to you. People who have been vaccinated, first of all, we were told it by you know, President Biden, the former vice president, I should call him. We were told that if you have the vaccination, you won't get COVID. That's what he said. He literally said that. I wish I had the clip of him saying that. Look, if you get the vaccine, you're not going to get COVID. It was a definitive statement. He didn't say you were less likely to get COVID. He didn't say if you do get COVID, it's going to be less of a problem. Now, there are some people in the administration, in his administration, that are coming out and saying that. Well, now if you get COVID, it's just going to be like a light cold instead of being so severe. Well, there are people who've been vaccinated, who've gotten COVID, who've died. So I guess they've died of the cold. And believe it or not, common cold can kill you if you're compromised. If you have other underlying problems and you're hanging on to life, if you have breathing problems and you get a cold, a bad cold, that can kill you. The cold exacerbates the problem. Next thing you know, it doesn't take much because you're frail to begin with. Humans don't live forever. Joe Biden also said that everyone would be all those people who died would be alive if President Trump would have done his job. Really. I guess every other nation would have had deaths and we wouldn't have. There's a couple of issues we've got going on here. And I hope I can cover these with some kind of articulation. I hope I can make sense of all this for you. Because I have a couple of points in my head that I really, really need to get across to you and why this is really troubling to me. And the hysteria behind this whole thing is completely eradicating people of any logic and reason. We have a disease here, a virus, that we will not be able to eradicate. And that seems to be the goal. People seem to think that if everyone just hunkered down for 2 weeks, that it would go away and it would never come back because it would all play out and everybody would be sick and done because it lasts for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever it is, or 6 months or however long it is. That is not the case. That is not the way this thing works. This is a virus that has what's called animal reservoirs. It is in our environment. The coronavirus has been in animals for a long time. This is a variant, another strain, if you will, probably, most likely, engineered in a lab in Wuhan. With gain of function, as it's called. And as it has been released into society, it, like other coronaviruses, the other coronaviruses that preceded it, is also able to reservoir in animals. In other words, it is able to live in animals. There have been herds of deer that have been found with this thing. Other animals that will carry coronavirus. It's not just a human virus. Viruses and diseases like smallpox, mumps, measles, stuff like that. So there are some viruses that are human only, that they do not exist in the environment in terms of animal reservoirs. They can be eradicated. This cannot be. And it seems to be that they want a zero-sum game. that they keep perpetuating this idea that we can completely eradicate it if everybody just... It's not going to be that way. The Earth is very large. People travel very fast. And I'm sure that what you really need to know about this is that what's in my cup. I have tea. It's a mix. It's a blend. It's a blend of tea. So iced tea, sweet tea. It's a blend of Chick-fil-A tea, as well as a blend of, I think there's a little bit of, might even be a little bit of Culver's sweet tea in there, along with my homemade sweet tea. And I just recently dumped in a little splash of peach tea that I think was a Snapple. I think it was Snapple peach tea, I believe. Gave a little peachy flavor. I kind of like to use this. If I drink the Snapple peach tea straight, it's just a little too much. So I like to pour it into regular tea. Just kind of use it as a flavoring. Because it only takes a couple chugs of that to make it get that peachy, kind of peachy taste. Yeah. Just kind of a touch of peach in there. And I wasn't going to get into the whole Corona thing first. I was going to talk about Afghanistan, but Afghanistan just makes me so angry. On a lot of different levels and for a lot of different reasons. So let me get back to this thing about the whole Corona thing. So they're telling us that if you've had the vaccination, that the coronavirus now has been reduced down to something like the common cold. If you catch corona, it's going to be very, it's not going to really harm you at all. Now they, you know, of course they had to have, you had to have two shots for the Moderna and the Pfizer and I think the AstraZeneca. And that was supposed to give you about 90% effectiveness against the virus. Which has shown now to be not true. And you continue to hear more and more high profile folks who've been vaccinated who are having breakthrough cases. Well, it's because the Delta variant and the unvaxxed people are carrying the Delta variant. Well, apparently not. Apparently not. It's not just the unvaxxed who are carrying the variant or any coronavirus at all. It's apparently also being carried by the vaccinated people. Vaccinated people they will not let this out. If you talk about numbers and the actual studies that are being done right now, nothing peer-reviewed, but the initial data from studies being put out right now says that vaccinated people are more likely carrying and spreading the virus. Because they have no symptoms. They also are more susceptible to the Delta variant than people who have natural immunity. This is a peer-reviewed study in two different countries. Two independent studies have shown this. That natural immunity, if you've had coronavirus, gives you better resistance to the Delta variant. They will not talk about that in this country. That information is being completely scrubbed. That's very disconcerting to me. Why? Why are they not even talking about it? Why are they not even debating it? It's just being completely censored. Anyone who comes up and comes out with these statements, even experts, are being completely silenced on social media and on the internet. Why? You know, I want to think that the motive that they have is a good one, that they care about us and that they want everybody to be vaccinated, and maybe we're just all, you know, we're just crazy if you don't want to get vaccinated. And I've got to say, I've been At one point, I was like, well, when the FDA approves it, I'd be okay with it. Now, I'm saying even under the Trump administration, I would not have been okay with this. I don't care who would have been putting it out. It's not about that at all. I have this extremely difficult time accepting this idea of show me your papers kind of thing. Proof of vaccination in order to get into an event or to go to a grocery store or to be outside your home. In some countries, that is the case. You cannot leave your home. Of course, being outside is the least transmissible place for this thing, especially in sunlight. Man sitting out on the beach gets arrested and put in jail for being outside. This is in another country. Australia, who about 4 or 5 years ago let the government pass some laws about protesting. They didn't want to have people out protesting in the streets, and they passed laws to keep people from doing that kind of thing because they just don't like that. Well, now they have people out protesting, and they're being arrested. They are being beaten by the police. It looks like a war zone in some places for simply walking down the street with a group of people protesting the lockdowns. It is out of control hysteria. They are treating people as if they are some kind of murderers. A man goes out of his apartment, gets on an elevator by himself. The video shows him sneezing. He then goes on from there. Now, you can sneeze from dust or whatever. I sneezed today. I remember sneezing because it's such a big deal now to sneeze. I remember every sneeze now. This morning I was sitting by myself someplace off. I'm at a hotel, by the way. And I sneezed because something was tickling my nose. I'm not sick. Don't have a fever. Nothing's wrong with me. And I thought to myself, you know, that doesn't mean I'm sick. It's just a sneeze. You can look into the sun. Sometimes the sun will hit you in the face and it makes you sneeze. It's not because the sun makes you sick. You just had a sneeze. The idea, then, that this guy was out by himself with no mask on, because that mask, you know, will protect you and protect others. But he's out walking around without a mask. In this other country, it wasn't in the United States, not yet. A nationwide manhunt has been issued for this guy. They are seeking to catch him and imprison him for walking around without a mask because he's deadly. Now, folks, if you think that's okay, then you've bought into the entire hysteria. All I'm saying with all this is that it's causing me to be concerned about the lack of logic and reason that people are operating in right now. It is absolutely mass hysteria. We have lost our pinnings. And this is, it's disturbing. So if by taking the vaccination, if you catch the virus, the Verona, if you catch it, and it's only like a cold, then what do you care about whether or not other people are vaxxed or not? Why do you care about the unvaxxed if you think that they're just going to die if they get it anyway? The only reason you do care about it is because you think they're the ones spreading it. They're spreading the Delta virus, and now we're going to continue to be in lockdown, but it's all your fault, those unvaccinated people, or it's all their fault. No, it's not. Vaccinated people can carry this thing. And if the vaccine is so effective, then just keep taking the vaccine. Because it will never leave society. It will never be out of our environment. People think it's going to be eradicated. They think it's, if we just all get vaccinated, then it's all going to go away. We just have to keep taking boosters and we can go on about our lives. And this is where it gets down to the brass tacks for me. I have a problem with the people who are pushing this. The individuals who are forcing this on people, wanting to make people who are unvaxxed second-class citizens. Well, you know what? I'm going to join those people. If for no other reason than to just have solidarity with them. Because I just have this looming gut, call it a gut feeling, whatever it is, that we are in the next 2 years going to find out more about what this virus is about. And we're going to find out more about what this vaccination is about. I believe that we are in a war right now with, it's an informational war at the moment, but I think it's going to turn into a serious war of oppression against people who are not compliant. I think we're going to see persecution continue. And it's very disturbing. Now, and one of the reasons I don't believe this administration is because they continue to say things that just aren't true. Look at Joe Biden. He's continuing to say things. This whole Afghanistan thing. He's a bumbling puppet. I've never been so close to cussing in my life about another individual. This entire administration is atrocious and maddening to me. You know, people had hysterical reactions about Donald Trump for no reason at all. There's very good reason to be hysterical and mad about this guy. The decisions he's making, direct decisions that are coming out of this administration, I'm not saying he's making them, but I'm going to call it the administration because I don't know who's making the decisions. I really don't. I have my suspicions about who's behind some of these things. Who's really pulling the strings in this puppet organization? But it's not Joe Biden. I can tell you that. I know that for sure. And he has no idea what's going on over there. This whole thing has been a bumbling mass of ridiculous decisions. And it continues to get worse. The stories I'm hearing right now and the things I'm hearing about that are happening. We now have more troops there, by the way. We either have or are sending in more troops now than we had there before the pullout. Because it has become such a mess. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for getting out of Afghanistan and any other country that we're trying to feed the military-industrial complex and all the other things that happen with all the money laundering that goes on in a situation like that. Billions of dollars go through that place, all for the sake of fighting against terrorism. Well, now we've just given them billions of dollars in weapons. Interestingly enough, there's plenty of other embassies that are still there, China being one of them. There is a lot of lithium in Afghanistan. There are a lot of minerals. They're talking trillions of dollars worth of minerals, rare earth metals, that kind of thing, in Afghanistan. And I'm sure that the Taliban, now you have to understand the Taliban, they're not an organization that has a common leader, and they just have, they're all in lockstep. That doesn't happen. This is not happening. The Taliban is a group of, it's a band of tribes, all of which have their own agendas, and some they're not all on the same page. In fact, I'm guessing that as all this starts to happen and all the weapons that are there begin to be collected by certain tribes and certain things start to happen, there will be tribes that want to be in charge, who want to have power. There will eventually be a civil war of some kind in Afghanistan, because we've now given them the weapons and the ammunition and the equipment to do so, because there's a lot of wealth there. They have a lot of mineral wealth that's to be traded, and those, the people who get greedy, and they will, all in the name of their religion, will think that they're the ones who deserve it, and they need to do the thing for their, that they're serving a higher purpose. Because it will become corrupt. I guarantee you it will become corrupt. And it's not going to be a pretty place. And in the midst of all that chaos and everything else that's going on, it will continue to be a hotbed. Now they're talking about ISIS already again. ISIS is rising up, and all this stuff that we thought was gone is now, there it comes back again. The nature, and of course now we're all of a sudden concerned that if we don't get out of there by August 31st, when we told them, when we promised them we would, that they're going to retaliate. Well, then why don't you let people leave then? If you want us out, let them leave. You're beating people up on the way to the airport. You're keeping them from getting out. If you really want us out of there, then help us get out of there. That's not what's happening, because the groups are too fractioned. Every little group of guys that are out there in their little band has their own idea of what justice is. And you might get stopped by one guy, one little checkpoint, Taliban checkpoint, you want to call it. He'll let you go. He'll let you go on to the airport until you get stopped by the next guy. And he won't let you go. There are plenty of folks over there. U.S. contractors. This is that they talk about U.S. citizens. We need to talk about who these people are. Some of them are contractors who are working for the government. Some of them were over there doing other business and doing other things, unable to get out. Now there's groups of vets over there and security personnel who were former military who are working to help get people out. Ultimately, here's what's got to happen. This has to happen. They've got to form some other extraction point without letting the Taliban know what's going on. Getting some planes in there and maybe another airport. And then creating an evacuation zone to get all these people out without letting the Taliban know what's going on. Now, you tell me how that's going to happen. I don't know. But they've got to do something different. Because right now, the Taliban has surrounded the airport. Everybody knows that everybody's going there to get out. It is nothing but a kill zone. And in the meantime, we're all being told, well, all you have to do is go to go towards the airport and wave your passport, and they'll let you right on through. Oh, yeah, sure they will. Yeah, that's what's happening, Joe. That's what he told us. They're completely feckless. These people are completely out of control. And this is why, just with all the information that we're being given to, by this administration, this is why I do not trust the COVID comments either. When contradictory information is coming from other countries, and the countries I'm seeing doing the crackdowns and some of the things that they're doing to some of their people, is when I look at the people in charge, it becomes very obvious what their background is and why they're cracking down. It's the same thing is happening state by state here in this country. There are some states that are, in my opinion, doing the right thing, fighting back against the tyranny. This is an attempt to take away individual liberties in the name of protecting you, giving you security and health. Don't worry, the government's going to protect you. We just need to take away your freedom. We need to mandate things for you. So, because we care about you. Yeah, they care about me. Yeah. In Australia, there were people who were trying to adopt dogs from rescue shelters. The government mandated that they would go ahead and kill all the dogs because they didn't want people coming to the rescue shelters to pick up these dogs. It's too dangerous. Too dangerous, folks. We have to kill these dogs because we don't want people out getting dogs because they're going to spread disease and they're sick. So they shot all the dogs. Hundreds of dogs. Now, I'm a dog guy. And you might say they're only dogs. There are a lot of people in this country who owe their lives to a dog. You talk about loyalty. It is an animal that has served man very well. Learned a lot from my own dogs. They are what they are, but I'm sorry, it's a social animal that, every life, in my opinion, is precious. I have a hard time smashing a little bug. I genuinely do. When I see any kind of life, it just... This is a point where I've really changed since I was a child. When I was little, I would shoot critters just for the fun of it. And... those days are gone. Can't do that anymore. Really hard time with that. So, I mean, I don't feel too sorry for the mosquitoes that get on my arm. I'd rather shoo them off, but yeah, if they're digging in and sucking my blood out, they're going to be gone. That's going to stop. But, so yeah. That's my rant for the day, for the night. Hopefully I can upload this. I'm having some internet issues here in my hotel, as usual. Which is leading me to maybe quitting this particular job that I do, where I travel around all the time. Because I'm really getting frustrated and tired of this. But I've been gone a lot. I miss being home. God bless everybody. Have a good night. Try to do another show tomorrow. Maybe a little bit earlier. Hopefully I have better news. Maybe. I'm not counting on it. Have a great night, everybody. God bless. Take care.